everybody. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
It's the only show.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Ryan.
And, oh boy, Orion, what a couple of weeks, huh?
Mm-hmm, it's been a while.
Oh, man. For anybody who doesn't know, and how could you not? We've been living under a rock.
Yeah.
Last week, Orion and his girlfriend Aldi had a little baby boy.
And it sounded just like this.
Oh, my. I've never been present for a birth. It could sound like that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if you have been listening, you heard last week's episode, mm-hmm. which was me by myself, and I definitely want to get into this.
There was some drama.
Yeah, there was some drama.
Here's what happened. I'll kick it off, Kyle.
Okay.
The week prior to last week, 2 weeks ago, I told Kyle was aware that I was on call every time I'd have to show up, because you never know if it was going down, because Ollie was so close to being, you know, having the baby. So I told Kyle, dude, I'll let you know if I'm going to miss an episode.
Right.
And I really emphasized that last week. I kept saying, dude, I'm going to let you know, because shit, it's like she's due this week. So it happened. Aldi was in labor.
It was on Wednesday, right?
Last Wednesday.
Yeah. Yep.
And a lot of shit went down, obviously. And it's a lot to tell. It's a long fucking story, but I had so much going on, I didn't think to, like, oh, hey, I should probably call Kyle and let him know I'm not going to show up. So I didn't contact him at all.
Right.
And I did have time at some point each day, because I was calling tons of people, you know, going back and forth. I was even, I had to go back and forth with Muffler Man, this place I took my car into, because the muffler fell off. So we had this other car, and he's like, even the muffler guy was like, dude, you got to let me know what you want to do now. I got tons of people in line. And it's like, I'm fucking sitting there like, you know, and I told him what was going on. He didn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
and
that's
fine. But I just had a lot going on, and I didn't think, shit, I should probably call Kyle.
Right. So last week, when it came time to do the show, I was waiting on a phone call, and it had been 3 days. Well, it was the third day. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Mm-hmm. Friday was when I was going to do the show. I was waiting for Orion. I was assuming he was coming because I hadn't heard anything.
Mm-hmm.
And any time in that period, if you had thought of it, you could have said, you know, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it this week. And so when ultimately it became clear to me, waiting further and further into the night, that you were not coming,
mm-hmm.
and that you were not going to contact me. And the thing that really set me off was that I saw a Facebook post at, like, you were supposed to be here at like 11-ish. And I saw a Facebook post at, like, I don't know, 9:30 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew whatever was going on, I knew you had access to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So at the very least, you could have Facebook messaged me. That's what set me off, was when I saw that. Because otherwise, I honestly think I would have just been worried.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happened? Is something wrong with the baby or Aldi, or what's going on? But I also didn't know until that day when I saw that Facebook post, and I still didn't know for sure that you guys hadn't left the hospital yet.
Yeah.
Because I don't know for sure how that stuff works.
Yeah,
I don't know how long is standard for a mom to stay in the hospital.
You wouldn't know. Yeah. I didn't know until I took the goddamn tour of the hospital the week before. Like, how long does this last? A week?
I assume.
No, 2 days. 2 days? That's it? Unless you have a C-section 3.
Yeah. I mean, I could even see like Wednesday, Thursday, but Wednesday, mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday seemed crazy to me, but that might be perfectly normal. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so then I was kind of annoyed. I had waited for a while, not hearing anything. I tried to call you a couple times and you didn't call back. Mm-hmm. And you had said later that you were passed out at the time.
I didn't even
see that I called.
Yeah.
And I had talked about maybe getting John to fill in for you, but because I didn't know if you were coming or not,
mm-hmm.
I didn't get a chance to really ask him. And then he was, you know, down for the night.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I got around to doing an actual show, I was pretty annoyed. And when I did the show, I think it was pretty clear that I was annoyed. I think that came across pretty well.
Yeah.
Maybe too well.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I guess, this is the first time Orion and I are talking in person like this. We've emailed a couple times.
Yeah.
But this is the first time we're talking in person since 2 shows ago. But I guess because after I posted the show later, you got in the forums, and the first thing I had heard from you since the show, other than an email you sent saying, sorry, I didn't get a hold of you, was that I guess I made Aldi cry,
mm-hmm.
which
it was horrible.
which made me feel bad. But if I'm being entirely honest, the first thing I thought was, oh, fuck me. Because I can't compete with that in any way. Like, even if I thought...
It was a mess.
Well, even if I thought I was 100% in the right, and I didn't necessarily, like, I didn't think I had gone crazy over the line, but I knew I had said not nice shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I had assumed it would just, you know, oh, Kyle, and it would just roll off everybody's back. But then when I found out I had apparently made Aldi cry, like, there's no way I can... Nothing I can do at that point can fix the fact that I made your girlfriend and now the mother of your child cry. It wasn't intentional, but...
It was a rough fucking week. It was just, like, I don't want to get too much into it, but the shit that came with it. Because I knew it would be scary. I knew there was all kinds of shit I wouldn't... that would happen that I didn't know would come with the territory of having a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it is... It's over fucking whelming. And after all that, it didn't end just coming home. It got even scarier and more stressful. So it's like, after that, it was just a mess. And Kyle and I are good now, but it's, I just didn't want a fucking like, well, who's in the right here? Cause goddamn, it was just a fucking mess. And Kyle and I are like, you know, man enough to fucking forgive each other and not hold a fucking grudge for weeks. Like what kind of guy would I be if I didn't show up tonight and I'm just still pissed at Kyle, you know, for fucking weeks, or tell him, hey, fuck the show, man. You know,
I wasn't sure what was going to happen after I read that face, because that Facebook post completely caught, or not Facebook, but a forum post completely caught me off guard. Like I said, I knew I had said, you know, some shitty stuff.
Yeah.
But to me at the time, it was just, I was just blowing off steam. I was just annoyed. And like, I do think, here's one thing that I think made it all sound worse than it really was. Because I was annoyed, and I re-listened to that beginning part where I was talking about baby stuff and you not being on the show. I listened to it back several times because I kept trying to evaluate it and analyze it and stuff, try to figure out what exactly I said. And I think part of it, at least, was just the tone. Like, I was here by myself and I was annoyed. So there wasn't much laughter. You know, there was no back and forth.
It was definitely the tone, and
a lot of it was the tone. A lot of it, I think, was the fact that because I was annoyed, I was throwing around words like stupid and dumb and fucking a lot more than I normally would. And they were really almost just filler words. Like, I would say stupid fucking baby.
Yeah.
I don't really think your baby is a stupid fucking baby, but I was annoyed, and I could have said stupid fucking chair if I was I kicked a chair, you know. So that kind of stuff made it a lot worse. Some of the things I said, I could genuinely see, though, even if you cut all of that out, like you made the tone nicer, cut out all the stupid fuckings, and cut out some of the, like I said something about shoving the baby back up your ass where it came from.
Yeah.
I think that's silly enough that you could have let that go. But there are other things, like even if you cut out all of that I did say that I could see rubbing you the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like when I was complaining about what the fuck are you doing in the hospital? There's nothing for you to do there.
Yeah.
What could you possibly be doing? The truth is, I have no idea what you could be doing. And that's kind of what my point was. But what I actually said was, there's nothing for you to be fucking doing. There's, like, you're just sitting around on your hands doing nothing with a smile on your face.
Which you wouldn't know, because who would know? But in reality, I'm doing all the work because Aldi passed this fucking baby and is destroyed, you know, this experience, like, just, well, is crazy in itself. But yeah, she needed stitches. It was fucking insane. She was sleeping a lot. She was on the epidural, just pretty much not the majority, but the big thing was we got no sleep. And that was because the nurses kept coming in every half hour, 24/7 each day we were there. And they'd come in and go, all right, well, I'm heading out. You guys get some rest, all right?
Oh,
and motherfuckers, they'd be in, and it wasn't always the same person. They'd come in, there'd be different people. They'd come in to check up. They'd come in to take blood pressure. Different person. They'd come in just to grab a device that was on the fucking counter and leave. There's no sleep. So, and on top of that, you're trying to take care of this baby, you know, that's in your room and you're, they can help, but it's mainly kind of up to you when they're not there.
Were you just in a chair or how, like when you were trying to sleep, where were you? You were in a chair?
There's a chair that you sleep in.
Yeah, that
fuckers.
And that doesn't make it any easier. I mean, you're in an unfamiliar place. Mm-hmm. You're trying to sleep in a chair and there are people in and out of the room all the time. And it's a stressful situation anyway that could be keeping you up.
Aldi wasn't involved in a lot. She got tested and was asked how she's doing, but there was like paperwork, you gotta like authorize the birth certificate. You gotta fill out all the information, like what's the baby's name? You know, where do you live? There's just pages and pages. And then they're like, you have to find a pediatrician before you leave. So you gotta do that and fill this out. And Aldi couldn't do any of that. So I'm doing all this shit. And I'm like, God damn, I would have never guessed. But it was insane, just all the shit that I had to focus on while just overwhelmed emotionally, you know?
Right.
Mentally, I mean, both. But yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
One other thing that I know that I said that I don't think was necessarily insulting, but could kind of be, I didn't mean it to be insulting, but I could see it being taken that way, and I wouldn't blame you if you did, was I mentioned the name. And then I mentioned how I wasn't totally sold on Leland.
And that's fine.
But it's not even true. I was just talking. And it was right in that moment that the thing with the L's occurred to me, which was what I said about my one reservation about Leland. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought anything of it. Up until that point, I was totally fine with Leland and still am as a name. But right, like I was trying to come up with things to say. And right in that moment, saying it out loud, it reminded me of my first name and last name together, and I'm not totally sold on Leland. Really wasn't accurate, but I don't know. I just kept spouting shit.
Yeah.
And I'm still not entirely sure. I mean, you're here, so that's something, but I'm still not entirely sure where the whole situation leaves us.
I'm totally fine with it. You were upset. I know you, Kyle.
Right.
And I know your biggest pet peeve is when somebody says, hey, you, I'm going to be there Friday.
It is a big one.
I'm
going
to be there. And you're like, are you sure? Okay. Are you sure? And I'm like, fucking positive.
That is a big one for me.
And then I don't show up. That's a big fucking pet peeve of yours. I understand that. You got pretty pissed off. And you were so pissed off and you're like doing this on your own. And you have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. Because I didn't even update you. Because I didn't really get online a whole lot. Because I was just like, what am I going to do? Facebook? This is like, this is a big fucking deal. I can get on Facebook. I could have, but I didn't care to.
Like and I said, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't even know you were still in the hospital.
I hurt your feelings and the way it came across, even though I don't want to get too technical on, you know, why or how or whatever, but it came across like you were very upset and you wanted to, you know, make it sting a little that I didn't show up because I've done it in the past. You know, I've done that. I've said, you know, I'll call you, I'll do this, and I don't. And it's like, motherfucker, you've done it again.
Right. Well, to be honest, I kind of want to know, because I could take guesses all day as to what specifically I said that was, you know, that was like the factor. You know, I imagine a lot of it's just the whole thing altogether.
It was
just the whole tone.
It was the whole mess.
The whole thing. But was there anything specifically in there that I said that was like, holy shit, that's crossing a line?
Because
if there is, I actually really want to know.
It was a combination. It was the whole thing. Like, you didn't know what I had gone through. Like, the shit mentally I was trying to keep in check. Because I'm trying to be the man of this situation and take charge and do all this. And you didn't know what I was going through. I didn't communicate. And then Aldi crying destroyed me.
Right.
Like, because I'm already like emotionally unstable. Like I'm fucking shaking.
Right.
Just driving that kid, our baby, home. I nearly had a breakdown. I was so anxious because I was scared. What if something happens? And every motherfucker that was in front of me, beside me, I wanted to point at him and tell him, you know, fuck off, you.
Right.
And look behind me and like, you get the fuck away from me. Quit tailgating me. Fuck everybody. Fuck off. You know, I was tense and all that rolled into a big pile of shit.
Yeah.
Is what came out of it. And it was messy. It sucked.
So,
nothing specific. It was the tone and the fact that I couldn't put myself in the position where I would, like, I understood why you were pissed, but I wouldn't have gone the route you did, I guess. I would have totally bashed me, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because you didn't know what I was going through.
Right, well, that's... And that's
but
totally...
I wouldn't have, like, lashed out, like, that fucking kid and not seen that as, like, man, that's really going to sting.
Just
a combination.
I actually... I'm not sure. What did I say about the kid
just
so much?
Calling him stupid fucking baby.
Okay, or stupid fucking baby.
I don't even think it was stupid fucking baby. Not to be technical. It was just stupid, like, baby. Stupid baby.
Yeah, squirting the damn thing out. Stupid baby. Yeah, just basically
I did squirt
being,
it out. But
basically being dismissive and negative towards the baby.
Yeah.
And yeah. I guess...
If you want to get...
I guess on my end, I think it must be all of it kind of added together, like mm-hmm. you said, because I think it on my end, the stupid fucking baby comments didn't seem like anything out of the ordinary. I mean...
Nobody...
Like you and I have...
Think saw it as a problem.
You and
like
I
really
have
thought
ingest,
you were in the right.
I don't know about that, but you and I have in jest been kind of talking shit about the baby on some level or another for a while. And I think if like before, like if you had been here and I said stupid fucking baby, mm-hmm. I don't think it would have really mattered. I don't think anybody would have really cared, but I think, yeah, it's combined with everything else and the general angry tone and just all of it all together.
Yeah.
I actually, at least I didn't have it in my head at the time that I wanted to make it sting.
Yeah.
That was probably an element of it, but I really was just spouting off at the mouth.
Yeah.
But one thing I'm mildly concerned about at this point, maybe mildly is wrong. Maybe it's more than that, is obviously I didn't mean to make Aldi cry. And when I heard that, I was, I didn't know what to do.
Like,
that completely caught me off guard. And how is she? Because you're here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Yeah.
Good, but how is she with the whole thing now? Like, was she weirded out by the fact that you wanted to come over still? Like, she unfriended me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's pissed.
She's
not, she's just, like, she took the route, like, I just don't, because she doesn't see you, and we would joke around, you know. I think it's just it's like we're talking about the baby joking around, and then she stumbles in. And only gets some of it, you know, like eavesdrops. And
like she walks through the door and then I'm talking about raping your baby.
Exactly. And she doesn't get, she's not exposed to the whole thing. So all she gets is negative, negative, negative.
Which is horrible shit about
the
baby.
And I've told her.
It was a pretty shitty episode for whoever told her to listen to it, listen to. Like for somebody, she just doesn't listen most of the time. And then somebody was like, you need to listen to this thing that I'm pretty sure is going to hurt your feelings. I really do think that was kind of a shitty thing for whoever did that to do.
I don't know what I do. Because it's like catching your friend's girlfriend with another guy. Do you tell them even though it's going to hurt their feelings? And I know that's a little extreme to compare, but I think they were just like, it was not the right time to bring it up.
I don't
and
think
if
it
anything,
was...
it should have been like, hey, let me know. Don't let her know. She only doesn't really listen, so... And it's like you're my best friend. I know you more than Aldi does.
Right.
And Aldi knows you, but not as well as I do. But yeah, it was that was the wrong time to say, hey, you wanna get really pissed off in this like peak of happiness? Yeah. Let me just shoot that down. That sucked.
Like I said, at the time I didn't think much of it. Like the next day when I woke up and I saw your email, I was already over it. I was this shit pisses me off.
And that even adds to it. I never got your email back.
Yeah, that's true. You didn't.
So
it
was a mess.
Orion had sent me an email apologizing before the forum post, before he had heard any of the episode, before Aldi had heard any of the episode.
To sum it up, it was like, hey, sorry I didn't let you know, but goddamn, man, it's been crazy.
Yeah, shit's
crazy. And then you
crazy.
Got back to me.
And then I got back to you, but I guess you didn't get it. Somehow it ended up in my trash folder or whatever.
Yeah.
Who knows how? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But you didn't get it. And my response to that was, by that point, I didn't really care anymore. It was sort of like, you know, this shit pisses
me off.
Blew off
some steam and you woke up.
Yeah.
You're like, all right.
Yeah, that's how it was for me. And that's why it shocked me so much when I saw the forum post. But I don't know. I didn't mean to make Aldi cry.
Yeah.
And I am definitely sorry that I did.
Going back to the, like, all she was exposed to was negative, negative, you know, fuck the baby. Baby's stupid. Not understanding we're just joking around. She understood that, but it's like, is there anything good he has to say? And I'm like, yeah, but it's off mic. You're not there. And I tell her about it.
Yeah.
But.
Well, you know, it all goes back to the, Like the first time I heard about the baby, one of the first things I said to you was that if for me to jump for joy and yell congratulations,
I know, yeah,
and I'm so happy for you guys would just come across as lies.
Yeah.
Like every episode before that where we'd ever talked about having kids, and every time I'd talk to you in person or in private, you know, about having kids, it had always been like how terrible having kids is and how I couldn't fathom it and everything. So for me to... Mm-hmm. For me to react the way people are supposed to react to you having a kid would just be completely bizarre and out of character and would come across as completely fake, and it would be.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean
That's worse, being fake.
That doesn't mean that I hate the fact that you had a kid or that I hate your kid.
Yeah.
Like, all babies are weird looking, but from what I've seen, he's cute for a baby.
Hey, thanks a lot.
And I do actually like the name Leland Elliott. I think that's a good choice. I'm trying to think of positive things to say to sort of counteract all the negativity I've been putting out.
Yeah, I don't know what will happen between your guys' relationship.
Yeah.
But I feel like I shouldn't middle of it.
I'm not trying to put it on you to fix it either.
Yeah.
Like, Orion, can you please tell her how sorry I am or whatever?
Yeah.
Or just try to smooth it over. Don't worry about that shit.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I was curious about how that's because we're not friends on Facebook anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And she hasn't said anything to me. The only reason I even know anything happened was because you told me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the only reason I noticed she wasn't my friend on Facebook anymore was because I was just, I don't know if I was looking at baby pictures or what I was doing, but like clicked on her name and,
add his friend?
Yeah, add his friend. And I felt like a complete doofus. I don't know if you saw it or not, but I posted a picture of Leland on your Facebook.
Yeah.
I was posting that at basically the exact same time that you were posting in the forums. So I'm posting this picture.
A
I'm
bad
like,
timing, yeah.
here's a nice thing. Like, not that it's an amazing picture, but I was like, it was kind of a funny, nice thing I was doing. And then I go back to the forums and I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. My dad liked that picture, by the way. My dad was like, oh, that was good. That was cool. Made
nice.
Me laugh. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad. But yeah, like that's what I guess the reason I point that out is because that's like how over it I was by that point and how little I thought anything of the garbage that I was spewing at the beginning of the last episode. You know, I didn't think it was a big deal at all at the time. So yeah, I guess that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
I do want to know more about the baby stuff though. Like Ollie had kept telling me that she was probably going to have a cesarean. Did she have a cesarean?
No.
No.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Did she try to get a cesarean and then they were like, no, or?
She, as soon as we got into, I don't want to get too technical and confuse people, but you show up, they put you in a room to see where you're at. And if you're not at the right stage, they send you home.
Okay.
You go in there and when they're like confirmed, you're having a baby.
Uh-huh.
You go in the delivery room and you wait. And where am I going? I'm getting so fucking... What was I talking about? I'm sorry.
Well, we were talking about the fact that she had a natural birth instead of a cesarean.
Sorry. As soon as she got in the delivery room, the nurse came in. She said, I'll take that epidural.
Okay.
Stat.
Okay, so
that's what they say.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. She got it and felt amazing. The contractions, which I guess you just think, a contraction. Oh, it hurts.
Yeah.
No, you have no idea. It's like someone's gutting her with a knife. She's just, it's terrifying. But she couldn't feel them at all. It went from waking me up at 6 in the morning, shaking, trembling, and saying, Orion, oh God, you know, fucking terrifying, to numb. So she was like, should I opt for it? Why would I opt for it if I can't feel it? Let's see how this goes. Let's ride it out. Fuck it. And she did. She did it. I guess they call it the natural way, but that means more like, no epidural, let's do this. Just, I'm going to, you know, no drugs. I'm just going to do it natural. I forget what they call it.
I don't know, but
it came out of the vag, yeah.
I think as long as it comes out the vag, that's natural enough.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting to me that she ended up going that route. Did her small stature cause any extra complications? I mean, it's always, you're always squeezing a large thing out of a small hole when you're having a baby, but.
Yeah, when, she was talking to her doctor about, how do you feel about C-section? Because I'm so small. And she's like, honey, I've seen smaller women than you just push a bit bigger, like a big-ass baby out. You'll be fine.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, she is so full of shit. Look at you. Your fucking hips. They're the size of my thigh, you know?
She's,
this is not going to work. It's just not possible.
All these pretty tiny. And I'd seen pictures and stuff of you know, she did the whole expecting mother thing where she's posting pictures of her baby belly all the time on Facebook. And that thing probably stuck out in front of her farther than her hips were wide.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. So you're thinking there's just no way it's going to break her.
Yeah.
But it...
snap her like a wishbone.
It found a way through.
Life finds a way.
It destroyed her.
Just like Jurassic Park.
What's funny to me, this had me rolling in laughter, and it's dumb, but afterwards, I called my boss to tell him, look, this went down. I'm not going to be in next week. Can you get things rolling with my vacation? He's like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. How are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. How's Aldi doing? Is she there? Can I talk to her? And she gets on the phone, and all I hear is, how am I doing? I feel like I just got hit by a plane. And I'm thinking, a plane? Like, not a bus, not a car.
Yeah, that is a little bit weird. Why a plane?
Why? You wouldn't be alive. Picturing someone being hit by a plane. You know, that. I guess that's how she felt.
I guess, yeah.
But yeah, destroyed. So.
Wow.
But as far as, I don't know, I don't want to get... We talked about this. I don't want to talk about the whole process, you know?
Yeah, Orion had talked to me in emails and before the show just now, before we started recording. Orion didn't really want to do a lot of baby talk.
Yeah.
And your reasoning was pretty sound, I think.
Yes.
Like, or responsible or admirable or whatever. You didn't want to bore everybody else with your
exactly.
shit.
Exactly, yeah.
Which I think is nice. It's a nice change of pace for most parents who just want to talk about their baby.
Shut the fuck up.
You should have seen the hilarious thing my baby did. Yep. It moved its fingers.
I've got 10 pictures of
fucking
just that.
Fucking miracle. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, I think that's admirable or whatever, but I do think people are kind of interested. They want to know, you know, what went down and, what has it been like in terms of like the first day bringing the baby home? Like, because it's a totally different thing from having the baby in the hospital. Like, there's shit going on. Like, you get to hold it and stuff. I don't know the whole details, but like, there's also nurses doing shit with the baby and just everything. Like, if you stood there with your hands behind your back, just going, I don't know, shit would get taken care of at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But you take the baby home. Now it's like, I know what to do with this thing, but.
Yeah.
So, how's that go down?
I'm still fearful. Going back to the hospital thing, if anything, I just want to be informative for anyone that will be having a kid. And I know everybody's different, but it's really, I guess it depends, but it's a big scary thing, but the process goes a lot smoother than you think. And I think epidural has something to do with that.
Yeah.
And speaking of epidural, I felt fucking retarded. Everybody's like, ooh, now that I'm on epidural, I feel great, you know? And because Aldi said, oh, I'm good because of the epidural. And the doctors talk about other people talking about it. And I'm like, is epidural the device or the substance? Because I don't know.
It's like a painkiller shot, isn't it?
I know what it is, like what they do. But technically, what epidural is that? And they were like, oh, that's the process of putting this device in your back.
The actual substance
is called something like Novocaine, but not that.
What is the device? I thought it was a shot. What is the device?
Yeah, it's not a device. The process, I'm sorry. Like the tube with the needle going up in your spine.
Is it like an IV,
and then
but
this
to
thing,
your spine?
So it holds it there. Yeah, basically. Okay. When people are like, oh, I got this epidural.
Yeah, so it's a hardcore painkiller.
You got the process, but you're basically talking about the substance that's making you feel so good. The stuff in the bag that's hanging over your head. It's called something. I forget.
Morphine.
That bugged me. I don't know. But if you get that, all is good, man. She didn't feel most of it until the end. And then she could feel it. She described it like your legs are asleep. Somebody puts pressure on your leg. You feel it, but it's like, you know, you barely feel it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, and I was by her side. And for any guy that's fearful of this process and they're like, fuck this, I just want to be on I want to be right by her face and not on the other side. They kind of, in the moment, guilt tripped me into, and they didn't really, but they're like, hey, dad, you want to take a peek? I see the head. And I'm like, don't be a pussy. I can do this. I peek over. There's no blood the entire time until they pull it out and it rips shit. When she's just pushing, there's no blood, you know, you're just looking at her naked, you know, and
right.
some things.
But
it's really not as bad as you think.
I guess it depends on the person, because it's not the blood that would bother me. Yeah. It's the head coming out of my girlfriend's vagina.
It's insane.
He came out head first like he's supposed to?
Yeah.
No complications in terms of that? No umbilical cord around the neck? Nothing?
They didn't mention it, but I witnessed it. I was just watching the whole time. When they pulled him out, they unwrapped the cord around the neck a couple times. And I don't know if it just got stuck as he was coming out or if it was around his neck the whole time. They didn't mention it. I didn't ask. But it was after that, I'm like, whoa, shit. So should I ask, like, if he didn't come out in like the next 5 minutes, he'd be dead? What's going on here?
I imagine if they didn't say anything, Christ. then it probably just happened to be around there, but wasn't causing any problems. But then again, I don't fucking know.
And I just want to inform people, it's not as bad as you think. I was scared, you know, it would be just a bloody fucking mess from start to finish, but it's not. And it's totally doable.
Did you eat the placenta?
I wanted to take a picture of it, but man.
How does that like fall out on the floor after him, or what is that? I don't even know. I know what the placenta is, but I don't even know like what happens. I just know it comes out.
Yeah. And
does it come out at the same time? Is it like around him?
And comes out right after.
Peel it off like a banana?
I think it just kind of, baby comes out, that comes out, and just on the floor.
Nice.
They had a bucket, like a big Tupperware rectangle.
Like a tub,
storage container for it to fall into, But
what they should do is make the floor into like one of those hibachi grills, you know? Like it's just a big flat top grill.
Yeah.
So that when the placenta comes out, they just get a big like a snow shovel style spatula and like
fry it up.
Yep.
And then quickly feed it. Yeah. To anybody want some of this?
Yeah. It'll be buffet style. They'll lift it up and put it on a tray.
Because it's healthy.
Anybody can come by. They'll slice it up, put toothpicks in it.
Mm-hmm.
The umbilical cord, they snipped that thing. Did they have you snip it?
They did. Yeah.
How was that? Because
motherfuckers.
It's like a fucking organ, like attached to your baby and attached to your
there wasn't
girlfriend.
Like, Dad, would you like to do this? No. Motherfuckers. They were like, Dad, cut this.
Fuck.
So I'm like, what am I going to go? No, it's icky. No. Ooh, gross. No. So I grabbed the scissors. And no, they're not medical grade scissors. They're like dollar store scissors. I had to snip at this thing 4 times, feeling like an ass.
They hand you like the tiny metal lefty safety scissors from elementary school.
But they just wouldn't cut it. And I'm like snipping through, and I had to pull back at some point because the baby's leg was like coming for the sharp point of the scissors because I'm right like down by his abdomen, you know? And he's kicking his legs around. So I had to pull back, and then it's just sitting there gushing, and it's not detached. So I go back in there, and I'm like finishing it off. And I was so pissed at them for making me do that because I didn't know the scissors were so dull or this was so tough.
That's a weird fucking tradition. Like, you would think this is probably the safest of all the medical procedures involved.
Yeah.
But still, it's kind of a medical procedure. They're handing you a sharp implement around a newborn baby.
Yeah.
You're the fucking doctor. Yeah. You're the fucking nurse.
It could have gone wrong, man.
You cut that shit. Why am I doing it?
And it's not like...
It's like having you do your own circumcision.
Yeah.
Here's the baby. Here's the circumcisors. And go ahead. Go to town.
Exactly. And we did have them circumcised. And they...
Take that, Austin.
They had the nerve to ask me if I wanted to watch.
Ugh.
And I'm like, what kind of people do you have running through here that are like, dude, I got to cut the cord. It's a big family tradition. When he grows up, I want to be the guy that told him, hey, I cut your cord. And he'll be like, oh God, father, yes, you do love me. And I watched when they snipped your dick. No, like that's not that important. The important thing is I requested it. It was done. He'll be like, oh, thank God, I can finally get laid here in the United States. They're like, do you want to come watch? And I'm like, no, I'm sorry, but no, it's not that important. And two, I can't watch him go through that. Pinning him down. And they used an anesthetic, but I couldn't do it. So fucking weirdos.
Did they offer you the foreskin for your scrapbook?
I should have said, hey, can I keep that? I want to bury it in my backyard.
Somebody walk through the delivery room, there. Like spinning it around on their pinky, like oh, whistling.
Jesus.
And then like flick it into a
here
garbage
you go,
can.
Daddy. Daddy-o, here you go.
So the umbilical cord, you snip it, mm-hmm. but then there's like a stump left in the baby's belly button, right?
Yep.
And there's like, I don't know how long.
It's like 2 inches left hanging out.
How long does it take up. Before it, because I know it dries up and then yeah. eventually just kind of falls out. How long does that take? Like, is it?
It's almost done and it's been like a week.
Oh, so it's still in right now.
Yeah.
I remember that happening with one of my cousins or something when I was really little. And I remember seeing the little umbilical cord stump.
Oh, God. It's just so, it's like you're worried just being near the baby because what if you bump that? You just expect it to like start gushing blood.
It just pops out and it's a geyser.
Oh, Jesus. Ugh. Bleeding from the eyes. Why? You bumped it. You didn't know you're not supposed to bump it?
No, I didn't know. You don't ever bump that shit.
So you're looking at this thing like, I have no idea what happens if I bump this. Just stay away.
What are you going to do with it when it falls out? Just chuck it in the trash?
Oh, yeah. It's
I think disgusting. That's the most sane thing to do with it, but I think people do keep that shit.
Fuck no.
And it's turning like, put black. It in a scrapbook or whatever. Like they keep a, you know, the first time they get their baby's hair cut, they keep a lock of the hair.
Yeah.
They do the same thing with the umbilical cord.
That's
they
fucked
fucking
up.
Have a
that
book.
Is fucked up.
It's like having, you might as well save fingernails. Oh, yeah. Just God. Have a book of all of your baby's dead oh, parts. God. This is my serial killer baby book. Yeah.
Jesus.
Just teeth. It's just a necklace of baby teeth.
God damn.
Fingernail clippings that's arranged horrible. To look like little hands.
There's people out there that do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not me, man.
It's like you're building a second child out of your baby's spare parts.
God damn it.
Yep.
Fucking sick. But anyway, coming back home, one, the drive, like I said, is nerve-wracking because you've never driven with this.
With a baby, yeah.
With a baby,
did you
especially
have a
your
baby seat or anything at that point?
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
And they come out and make sure he's strapped in correctly because there's dumbasses that want to just hold him.
Yeah.
And they, yeah, you can do that, but man.
That's kind of weird though. Like, what happens if you don't have a car seat and you're like, no, I'm going to hold him?
They keep him until you
buy
one.
They pull a gun and they hold the gun on you. No, you are not leaving.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
I mean, what are they going to do if you just put the pedal to the metal and get out of there? But it's probably a good idea that they try to make sure you have a...
They just want them to get home safe.
Right.
Know? And there might be some liability issues. I don't know.
Maybe. That's weird, though, that they get actually...
Doctors tend to act like when they care a lot, you just think, yeah, there's a liability somewhere.
Do I have grounds for a lawsuit I don't know about? Because
no,
this
I'm
is
being
weird.
Nice. You don't need to sue me.
You don't know me, and you do this all the time. Yeah. There are all kinds of babies coming through here. Yeah. Why do you care so much about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you get home, it's like I told you off air. It's like someone shoving you into a space shuttle, launching you into space, and they're like, all right, you got to figure your way out, you know?
Yeah.
Just push some buttons, you know? You don't know what the fuck to do, but good luck! And it's like that when you get home, because when you're at the hospital, things can go wrong, but they'll be taken care of. When you get home, it's like, it's just you, your girl, and the baby. And it's like, man, I could totally fuck this up. I could just walk him through a doorway, bump his fucking skull, and he's bleeding.
Yeah.
And he, whoa, what do I do, you know? So it's really... It's a lot more intense when you get home. Most people are like, yay, we're home. I'm so happy. But no, that was like worse.
Yeah.
It was overwhelming. I just felt like, what can I do right now? Because I know I'm going to do something wrong. And so far so good.
When did you change your first diaper?
Definitely at the hospital.
At the hospital?
And I didn't know what the
How
fuck
was that?
I was doing.
Yeah.
It's so easy. Jesus Christ. And... I think what we picture in general, people that haven't been through it, they picture what toddlers do if they're still in diapers. Like there's just this massive fucking shit leaking right. out and it's god awful. It smells horrible. With newborns, it's like a little and you change the diaper. It's a little pee,
I
you change the diaper.
Especially when you're still at the
it's
hospital,
nothing.
He's like barely, if at all, been on solid food.
Exactly.
Yet, you know, so yeah.
He almost always pees because he's feeding on breast milk or formula or whatever.
Yeah, so. And he's barely been out of the fucking womb. Like, he's hardly consumed anything.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's just a little awkward because you're like, okay, did I put this on right? Too tight? Too loose? I don't fucking know. Doesn't matter.
It's got to be fucking weird, though. Like, even though it's your kid, like, all of a sudden there's this little naked child and you're wiping all on him and fucking wrapping his nakedness up. And
yeah.
There's that, like, is it a big deal if I bump that little dick? What do we do here?
Don't touch it. It's like operation. Don't touch it. No. Nope.
Yeah.
And your wife, you're wiping it, and you're. I said this. I'm like, no homo.
There should be like a training baby with little metal balls, and like you have to do the diaper thing with like gloves with sensors on. So if you hit the balls, it goes.
Yeah. I really thought I'd have some kind of, I don't know, need to play with it. But no, I didn't have that inclination.
You thought your curiosity would get the better of you? Like, wanna,
hey, he's mine, right?
Look at, it's like a little, it's like a little, like what I've got, but it's little.
It's okay if I touch it,
I get, that's I mine
can,
now.
Can, yeah, it's mine. I made this, I can play with it. This is my toy.
I'm going to flick that thing back and forth and make little bouncy noises. Just boing, 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 boing. Spin it around like a little propeller.
You can do that. I can't see myself.
Right. Yeah.
You could totally get away
with it. It's probably a good thing that that wasn't your first impulse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably a good sign.
Yeah.
So things are going good.
Yes.
Baby's healthy. No problem so far.
Yep.
Aldi, I assume, is breastfeeding.
Trying. It's hard for every woman. Yeah. Like your tits are filling up their balloons.
Is it like hard to get started or?
It's like this. Say you have breasts. They're huge. When you touch them, they're not like sacks full of liquid. They're rock hard, like there's fucking flour in them. Uh-huh. Like, and it's just like you push your finger on some of the flesh, and it doesn't go away. Like it
the doesn't dent bounce. Stays. Yeah.
And so it's like full and ready to go, and you put a pump on it or put the baby on it, and nothing comes out. So it's like, what the fuck is wrong with our biology, man?
Yeah.
So
it does. There must be some kind of instincts involved because I can't imagine if I'd never heard of breastfeeding and I was a woman and I had a baby and my tits are getting crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the first thing I would think of is, oh, I hooked the baby up to that and he takes care of it.
Yeah.
Especially if it did occur to me and I did hook the baby up to that and it wasn't working.
Jesus. Yeah.
It is kind of fucked up.
It's rough. So we have formula, which is everybody knows it's expensive, but it's so easy. Just heat up a little water, put one scoop in, shake it up, and the fucking my little guy loves it. He's he can't get enough.
Yeah.
And that's good. So why breastfeed except for, I don't know. The doctors talk about, you know, it's 100 times better than formula. There's just chemistry we can't quite meet to compete with breast milk. It's just that good. But kids will be fine on just formula. They'll be fine.
I think that stuff, I'm not saying it's not true, but I think that's played up more than it probably needs to be. Like people talk about
it's a bazillion
times better to breastfeed your kid. I can't believe you would even consider formula unless you can't breastfeed.
Yeah.
I think formula is fine.
I'm surprised formula companies haven't like sponsored hospitals and they're like, you know what? Fuck breastfeeding. We're going to put you right on this formula for this price. You know, it's weird they don't do that.
I think there was something I was reading about where, and I think this is part of the reason people have such a horrible distaste for formula is something in like South America or something, some formula company like sponsored some town, basically did what you were just talking about, convinced all the doctors and everything the mothers to use this formula. And it just so happened that there was something wrong with the formula. I don't remember what it was, like if it was infected with something or whatever, but it killed a bunch of babies and stuff. But that's not because the babies were drinking formula. It's because they were drinking this tainted, nasty ass formula that these people were pushing in South America.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I think that story actually has done a lot to poison people against formula.
I believe
it. They hear that and they're like, oh my God, I'm not going to feed my baby that poison.
Yeah. But here are the details. Fuck the details. Right. All poison.
Right.
Yeah.
God, I know I have more baby questions and. I'm sure.
Much to tell you. The big thing. This isn't informative, I don't think. It was just my experience, but all the while this was going down, it still hadn't hit me that, like, I knew I'm going to be a dad, you know, I'm having a kid. I knew. Even when it was pulled out, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, that's mine, yep. But it didn't hit me until they were cleaning it up and, you know, sucking the fluid from its mouth that it kind of went and took a breath. And then it was like, oh, shit. Then it hit me. And it's like, that's when I felt like I'm definitely in charge of this and nobody else gives a shit. And it was scary.
Yeah.
Like everybody in this room couldn't give a fuck but me right now.
My responsibility now.
It's hard to describe. It's like, it's like having a cat for many years. I don't know. And somebody steps on it. Nobody gives a fuck, but you're looking across the room, seeing it squirm and you fucking want to help it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And you're the only one in the room that gives a shit.
So you got the, correct me if I'm wrong, but you got the whole thing that Marleykins way back was talking about with like the hormones and pheromones and whatever, all the moans.
In a way.
Where the baby pops out and all of a sudden the magic switch flips and it's like, oh shit, I'm a dad. Even though I just met it.
Yeah, it's gotta be. Because here, when it came out, it had... Like they talk of cone heads when they use the vacuum.
The soft spot.
Yeah, they didn't use a vacuum. They didn't use prongs. They just pulled it out and the damn thing had... Most babies have like cone heads going up. Mm-hmm. But this... our baby had the cone head going straight back. And it looked like Alien. You know, the alien from Aliens.
Yeah.
It was pretty far back. And it was... It was... I don't want to say this... It was scary looking. It creeped me out. And I'm looking at it like, oh my God, I hope that goes away. I know it goes away, right? How quickly does it go away?
Can we get right on this and massage that back into place?
Exactly. Like, but after that breath, I didn't give a fuck. So there was a switch and it I didn't think there'd be one.
That's interesting.
I wasn't waiting for one and it just happened. And I have... Like when we're showing the baby around to people, I try to stress because I don't want these fake fuckers to tell me how cute it is when I know they don't give a shit. I try to stress like this baby looks like almost every newborn in general. They look very similar.
Yeah.
They're fucking, you know, there's no distinctive attributes.
They're all teeny tiny and
they all have the same
basic
nose
features. Yeah, they're all part. Squiggly and... So scrunched up.
When these people are like, oh, he has your nose and this, I want to tell him to fuck off.
Yeah, that is weird.
I understand that he looks like every other baby in general to anyone, you know, and kind of to me. I don't really see myself in him. I'm waiting for it. That's what I tell people. I can't wait till, you know, I can tell if he has my eyes or whatnot because it's kind of cool. You know, that's the whole...
And you probably will at some point, but I think you're absolutely right. At this age, it's like somebody who sees the baby and goes, oh, he has your eyes is just being weird.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean he has my eyes? You can barely... the ones buried in that weird squiggle face?
Yeah.
there barely even are any eyes there yet. Let him grow like a day or something before you start pointing out facial features he doesn't have yet.
Exactly. So...
Yeah.
So I'm still... I feel like the whole thing changes people... into like this crazy mode, but I feel like I've kept my sanity in it all, even though I feel like some switch went off. I still feel like I'm not crazy, you know, like this is the most beautiful baby in the world. Oh God, it's the most beautiful baby in the world and ever. I don't know. You know, fucking people. You know,
yeah.
They're fucking crazy.
You want to hear something kind of terrible?
Yeah.
When, before... I think it was before I did the solo show even, when I was just seeing pictures of you guys in the hospital with the baby.
Yeah.
There's one picture of you holding him kind of out in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sort of kind of like laying on your forearms and your hands.
Yeah.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I almost commented this, but I thought Aldi wouldn't appreciate it. But all I could think was that you were getting ready for a punt. You were about to... Jesus. And I don't want you to punt your baby. But, you know, for some reason, it looked to me like you were about to just drop him and punt him across the room.
God.
I don't know what it was, the devious look on your face, sir.
It's good to keep a sense of humor, because I think that dies with people that have kids.
There are definitely people who, I just said, even though obviously, at least in that statement, there's no ill intentions whatsoever. There are definitely people who would have just, I can't believe you would say that.
They interpret that kind of comment as, fuck this baby. God, it looks like a piece of shit. I wish it would just die. Kill it.
Yeah, exactly.
Kill it.
Can I come over and throw it out a window or put it in the oven or something? Because this thing's got to go.
That's how they, There is one picture though. Oh, I got to put it up because it's the one that scares me. He's got his hat on, his hands are by his face, and he looks like he's hissing.
He's a hissing.
And he's got the, when they're first born, they put like salve around the eyes. And it's just, it's a newborn, you know, it hasn't, it just looks a little funny. You know, you give it a couple days and it looks normal. The cone head goes away, the skin tone normalizes, equalizes, whatever. Yeah. But in that time, and then this face he was giving, God, it's like, it looked like Gollum or with a hat. It was creepy.
I would be interested in seeing that.
I gotta show you. It's.
Did he, when he came out, did he have any hair?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit? What color is it? Because I think I've only seen him with the hat on.
It's, from what I can tell, brown.
At this age, you can always change too. Yeah, so. I have blue eyes because I think most babies do.
The dark blue.
Yeah,
it's a white people thing, I guess. Almost every white baby
comes out
has the dark blue eyes, and they change.
Yeah,
but yeah.
I wonder what color black people babies come out like. Red. They have red eyes.
Yeah, Jesus.
That's how you know they're gonna be criminals.
Oh God.
So he didn't have any bat wings. Didn't have any fangs. No. Didn't have any claws. No. Kind of a letdown, this baby.
Yeah.
I was hoping for a monster. I was hoping it was going to tear straight out of Aldi's belly.
No.
Tear up the room. Ugh. Like that scene in Alien where the chestburster comes out and they chase it around the room and it goes through an air vent.
Mm-hmm.
You have to chase him down. Leland, get back here. And he's like, he's drooling acid to get through walls and stuff.
Oh God. No. He's pretty cute. It's weird. Like every pick that Aldi's put up of him, mm-hmm. a lot of them look, you look at him and it looks like a different baby in a lot of them. You don't go, oh, that's Leland. It's just, it depends on like how grumpy he is, the lighting, everything.
It's probably just that it's so young and so baby still.
So
I was just thinking something. I forgot what it was. I don't think it was important, but does he make little sounds and stuff? I don't know if when babies, mm-hmm. like you said, he made a breath sound, but does he like, you know, that, like weird little baby sounds?
God, this is making me out to be pretty faggy, but
that's all right.
The sound of your own kid, nobody else would ever give a fuck unless it's your own, and I totally understand that, but when you hear that little like, I can't do it, but it's fucking beautiful. It's when we brought him home and we turned on the baby monitor, he's in the other room, just hearing him,
favorite radio station,
just hearing him like just breathe.
Wow.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, man. This baby is turning you into a straight up faggot.
I know.
Oh, man. What have you done, Leland?
Yeah.
Hurry up and grow up so he can stop being such a gay.
Yeah.
All right. I think maybe we should take a break now because this has been almost a whole show.
Jesus fucking Christ. I apologize.
Don't apologize. A lot of this was me because I knew this would happen. I wanted to talk about a lot of this stuff. But yeah, I think we should take a quick break.
Sounds good.
Break.
Hey, you looking for something to do with your boring, loathsome existence? Don't be an asshole. Join the goddamn forum. Go to ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum or click the link on the main page. Post your photos, post your stories. You got something you want us to talk about on the show? Post it in the motherfucking forum. Tired of spending your Friday nights alone? Get in the forum and make some new friends. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. Don't make me tell you again.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
Ryan, you want to do some Facebooks and Twitterses and
do it.
Voicemails and stuff? Let's go for the Twitter first. Not a whole lot on the Twitter this week. In fact, the only thing posted today when I asked, for questions and that kind of stuff was Damn Bambi posted a YouTube video of a hamster beatboxing.
Jesus.
Which was funny, but not really. I guess what I said was, what's on your mind?
Yeah.
And I guess what was on his mind was a hamster beatboxing. Maybe I'll post that in the forums, but it's completely worthless for the
Jesus,
show.
And he should know this.
Because on the show, it's just beatboxing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a hamster beatboxing. But throughout the week, I'm Kilo said, if you asked me, do you think Beverly and yourself both listen to any of the same podcasts? I would have said no. # love it. Because you heard Beverly in the last show.
Yeah.
What did you think of that, Beverly, on the last show?
Damn you, Kyle.
she's a trip.
Totally not what I expected to hear.
No?
I haven't heard Beverly's voice.
She's really. She's a cutie. Doesn't speak very much English.
Yeah. It's just a lot of... Yeah, it was real quick. She could have been nervous, you know. I'll give her that. But overall, yeah, I was like, what is this English? Yeah, like you were saying.
I don't think she really has a dog. I think she's trying to trick everybody into thinking she has a dog, so she just makes weird sounds. I don't think she's ever seen a dog, so she doesn't know what sounds they actually make, which is why the dog, in quotes, was kept going like,
woo. Yep.
Like that's dog sounds.
Yeah.
I know that's what other animals make. I'm Kilo also said, epic solo show, how do I donate?
Ooh.
And that prompted me to discover that the donate button was down off the main site.
How does that happen?
It happened when I upgraded the WordPress software. The Skype button is also missing. I need to add that back. But I did add the donate button back already because priorities.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he did donate. So
sweet.
Thank you for that. It was quite nice of you.
Much love.
Then he loves to gab on Twitter. So then he says, I've heard about Red Bar Radio in the past, but I'm not even really sure what it is or why they are gone. Tell us a story, Itchhat. Last week I mentioned briefly that one of my favorite podcasts, Red Bar Radio, is currently missing from the internet.
Oh, no.
And it's kind of a... Red Bar Radio is a comedy talk show. Honestly, it's better than our show.
Yeah.
But in format, it's kind of the same. But they do 3 shows a week, and they do them live most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Chicago, and a lot of actual stand-up comedians come in as guests and stuff. And it's hosted by a guy named Mike David. And like 2 years ago, maybe, he and a friend of his that was a stand-up comedian in the area decided to open a comedy club. And I don't really know what's going on, but currently it looks like the friend kind of fucked him out of his half of the club and took over all of his Red Bar related accounts.
Yeah.
So the site went down.
Oh,
he didn't have access to his Facebook anymore. His phone stopped working. All kinds of shit.
What the fuck? What kind of dick friend?
Well, that's the thing. We don't have any of the details at this point. And so it's just kind of this weird mystery. Like, it's been down since August 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And he was supposed to have Mark Maron on as a guest that day, who I don't know if you know who that is, but he's a relatively big comedian and he's big in the podcast circles because he has his own podcast. So that was going to be a major guest. And that was the day when the show wouldn't work. All the accounts stopped working.
Jesus.
The comedy club was called the Red Bar Comedy Club. Now it's called the Comedy Bar. So it's changed names. And the only thing we know at this point is that something happened. And as of today, we know that his business partner, that he severed their business relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
As of today, we know that because the friend released a statement. And that's all.
Jesus Christ. Grab a friend's phone and at least update something.
Well, that's
all
the thing.
All those fans left hanging.
It sounds like there's some weird legal shit going on. And that's pure speculation on my point on my part. But it sounds like there are legal reasons why he's not able to comment doesn't want to comment, you know. So, yeah. I don't know how interesting that is to people, but you asked. So, but it's a really funny show. It's one of the reasons I got into doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You should check it out if you get a chance. But right now, it's down. Actually, redbarradio.net works as a website now. It's like kind of like a mirror of the original website.
Yeah.
But there are no new episodes going up. And I don't even know if the old episodes are downloadable or not.
He's got to be under strict counsel of his attorney to like not say a fucking word because it might be used against him.
Yeah.
But that's silly. At least let people know what's up.
I do not know. And that's it for the Twitter.
All right.
On the Facebook, Paul Pichu says, I'm sure it's already on the agenda, but make sure Orion explains the entire naming process he and Aldi took to name their kid Leland.
For fuck's sake.
He also says it's a good name, just curious why.
Oh, so why we named him?
What's the process? Leland.
Well, it's really not that complex. We made a list of names for like a guy and a girl. We had a huge ass list for girls. And I don't know, we just felt like it'd be a girl, even though we didn't know. But the guy name list was real short. And I threw in a bunch of names that I had picked up and I liked throughout the years. You know, they just sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
And Aldi liked one. And I'm like, hey, I like it too. So we went with it. But it entered my mind. Leland entered my mind. Is a cool name after I watched the United States of Leland.
Nice.
The movie, which a lot of people don't like that I a lot of my friends don't like it. It stars Ryan Gosling. Mm-hmm. It's about a guy, he's like a 16-year-old kid, Ryan plays, named Leland P. Fitzgerald, and he murders this retarded kid.
Yeah.
But doesn't remember it, like he blacked out, so he's in this juvenile detention, and it just follows his story. And he's this weird guy that, from what I got from it, and that the reason I like the movie is because his character, this Leland character, he's super intuitive to everybody's emotions, their feelings, and he kind of, in that route, fails to identify what he feels is right and wrong. And it's, I don't know, I could kind of relate because he seems like this neutral character. Like people ask him, well, how do you feel about this? And he tries to stay neutral. He doesn't say, oh, that song you wrote, really shitty, man. You should probably do this. He just seems like the kind of guy that's too worried about how the other guy feels and says, you know, it's great. It's this. God, it's hard. It's a really weird character. And I still don't know why, even after watching the movie over and over, why he killed the kid other than the retarded kid, other than he saw his pain. And even though his family loved him dearly, he had a great family life. He saw the pain in his eyes, like being retarded, the way people looked at him and treated him, and thought he'd just end it. I don't know. But he blacked out during the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a weird movie. I couldn't say because it's been a long time since I've seen it, and I don't really remember. But so basically you named your kid after a tarred murderer.
Yeah, oh my God, Jesus.
Which I can get behind. You know what? I hope Lil Leland grows up to murder tarred one day.
Yep. But that's good. The middle name Elliot, I named after Elliot Smith.
Oh, I was hoping you named him after the kid from E.T.
No, it's got the two T's, which everybody was, I guess, fucking up in the Facebook.
I fucked it up, but I caught that I fucked it up.
Yeah. But that's cool. I mean, shit, it's a fucking T. But yeah, Elliot Smith. I like
the
name.
Three T's to really fuck with people.
Yeah, but it's hard to admit, you know. It's a little embarrassing. Like, I named him after a musical artist, you know?
Well, I mean, this is a really weird distinction to make, but I think there's a difference. Like, if you have a kid and you name it after your grandfather or whatever, like, and you say, I named my kid after my grandfather, mm-hmm. then you named your kid after your grandfather. But if you named your kid Leland because you saw the name in the United States of Leland or heard it and you liked the name, mm-hmm. I think, again, it's a weird distinction to make because what's the difference? But I think if you say, I heard the name there and I liked it, as opposed to I named my kid after the, I think there's a difference there, you know? So if it's like, I named my kid because I like Elliot Smith and I like that name and I gave him the name Elliot Smith, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but there's a difference between that and saying, I named my kid after Elliot Smith, like you're some kind of super fan,
you know,
who's going to take your baby on a pilgrimage to his grave or whatever.
Exactly. And my parents named me Orion because they liked the name and it was the name of a constellation. They thought it was cool.
Yeah.
My mom named me David, my first name, because that was her first crush.
Yeah,
you know, parents do some weird shit, you know, and it's totally fine. It's just little nostalgic shit that kind of sticks with you and you're like, well, I like it, so fuck off, everybody.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's all.
That's fine. There's also a voicemail, but it's from Miss Nick. And this is one situation where I actually have a little trouble understanding what she's saying.
Well, thank God.
So maybe you can help me out.
All right, I'll try.
Yeah. We'll see.
Would that be something?
Hey, guys. I hope there's a show this week. That'd be awesome. Well, technically, it's Friday-ish now, so you'll already have done that show. But I hope there was a show. Just for the benefit of UK listeners, we don't really have like a big thing about like black grape soda over here. Black grape soda goes really well with dark rum. Yeah, really well. I don't have any black grape soda or dark rum at the moment, but I wish I did have. That's about it.
Okay, what soda?
Fuck me, man. I got everything but. Yeah,
she even saying, part of it. Yeah, exactly. She says it three times and I can't figure out what she's saying. The closest I could come was black grape soda.
Yeah.
But I don't, and that could be it, but I kind of think it isn't. And I'm not sure what she was trying. she says for the benefit of the UK listeners or whatever, but I'm not sure if she's trying to say that they don't have this thing there or we don't have it here.
Yeah, right?
Whatever it is.
It's to the benefit of the UK listeners. How?
Black grape soda? That can't be it, right?
There's no way. Why?
It goes really good with dark rum. Yeah, I got everything but that.
Yeah.
And she said it three times. So
what was the problem there? Why? I think...
I don't even see how that's related to anything.
It wasn't her accent. It was just talking. It's the voicemail line.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not you, Miss Nick. Yeah. Shit.
It's you. And you should be ashamed of yourself. Yeah. And I'm very upset with you right now. So,
God damn it.
Oh, my gosh. So that's the voicemail.
All right.
I have no idea what it means.
No idea. God.
It's probably some kind of code. She's trying to send us coded messages because she's behind enemy lines and she needs to be extracted.
I was hoping it'd be another drunk voicemail.
Maybe those it was. Maybe that explains it. I don't know. Yeah.
Those are the best.
Maybe
she
doesn't have any dark rum right now because she fucking drank it all.
Yeah. I think people should get drunk and call in and they'll love us so much. Man, I love you guys. God, I love you. I just love you. And you're always asking for people to donate. I think I got a couple hundred in my account right now, and I just love you so much. And I'll be like, thanks.
I know.
No regrets.
I know when I'm drunk, I get pretty generous with my money. Like,
fuck yeah.
If I'm at the bar and I'm drunk, if I somehow get it in my head that people want me to buy them drinks, I'm buying you drinks.
There's another paycheck coming,
Yeah, fuck it. I know I went to the bar once. This was years ago, but I went to the bar once, and I didn't have any money. Oh. I knew I had zero in the bank.
Yeah,
that sucks. But I was there. It was a special occasion for something, and I was just going to be there. There were a bunch of other people there. It wasn't a big deal if I didn't spend any money, if I was just around. But then I decided, you know what? I'm pretty sure I can overdraft my account, and I'll get charged a fee, but it'll go through. So I tried it, and it did, and I bought drinks.
Oh,
not for everybody, but I bought drinks for me all night long, like an idiot. So when there's alcohol involved, money just doesn't mean as much.
Exactly. You just want to give it away.
Yeah, just get this money out of my way. Just put it somewhere else, somebody else's bank account. So you want to feel good about yourself as a father?
Sure, why not?
This has got to make you feel good about yourself as a father.
I'm skeptical, Kyle.
I've got a video here called The Canon the Preacher. Now, right away, his name is Canon, and it's spelled with a K. K-A-N-O-N.
Oh, no.
It's a four-year-old boy, and he's a Pentecostal preacher.
Oh, no.
In Mississippi.
Of course. Only in the South.
Yeah, so this is a video of him preaching. Actually, I have another video of him preaching at an even younger age. But I'm going to play this one for now. Him, 4 years old.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
There are subtitles here, actually. So I'm going to...
Because he sounds retarded like toddlers do.
Yeah. It's I'm going to turn my monitor here so you can get a look at this.
All right.
It's a little boy in a suit at an altar.
He's so cute.
Little red tie. He's a cutie. He's flipping through what I assume is a Bible, but he's 4 years old. I doubt he can read it. Yeah. I think he's just flipping through it. And I just went full screen and now it's loading. But there's subtitles. I will probably read some of it. Oh, for fuck's sake. It's trying to go 1080p. Fuck you. There we go. All right. He's just flipping through the book. He's got a microphone in one hand. He just said, yes, Lord.
I'm preaching about.
I'm preaching about.
The one God.
And now there's a picture. They're showing some dumb black people in the audience.
To the man's church of Pentecost.
Okay, hold on a sec.
Yeah, you're going to have to read these subtitles.
Mississippi, where that Jackson is.
The fucking video is broken. Like, I can't, it has no progress bar. I can't skip around. I think it's because I went full screen and went back, and it broke somehow.
Speak in tongues, worship of God.
Speak in tongues, worship of God.
But feeling the Holy Ghost here. That means you're speaking in tongues. He wants the money what you give him.
He wants the money what you give him.
The Red Hot Revival.
The Red Hot Revival.
If the Lord has a word, you wrath of Pentecost, of Bernadette's Mississippi.
If the Lord has the words, you have the Pentecost, Grenada, Mississippi.
And his name is Jesus. There's only one God.
There's only one God. What? I can't stop it. What are you saying? I can't make it stop.
He's hopping around. He's all riled up.
I love to preach here tonight.
Spirit did anoint him.
Okay.
I believe he felt inspiration.
I reloaded it so it fixes itself. I couldn't stop the video. It's like God really wanted us to hear this message. Yeah. There's so many things he said that I missed because I wanted to pause it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't. But he's saying all kinds of crazy shit. Like a lot of the stuff he's saying doesn't even mean anything.
Yeah.
Like I'm here to preach the Lord God. There's only one God.
There's only one God.
I don't know if it's the editing, but the sentences have nothing to do with each other. Yeah. He's just parroting back shit he heard his dad, who his dad's a preacher.
Yeah.
He's just parroting back shit he heard his dad say. But the disgusting thing to me about it is that they're letting him do this. And it's not like, oh, it's so cute, he's imitating daddy. It's like, no, the Lord God, the one true God, Jesus, is speaking through my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are the same people who believe, the kid mentions it a few times, that when you let the Spirit of God into you, you start speaking in tongues,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you don't even know what the fuck's going on. Blah, 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 blah.
Jesus.
And the whole church will fucking go crazy. They're like one step away from being those rattlesnake handlers,
yeah.
you know?
Jesus.
And it's just heartbreaking to me because this is relatively harmless, but the actual act of him standing there dancing around like an idiot, imitating daddy,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to lead him down this road, you know?
Oh, man.
They're like indoctrinating him so early.
Yeah.
It's
deeply crazy.
And it's a particularly, like, I think Christianity is crazy to begin with, but this is a particularly crazy version.
Yeah.
You know? And dad's standing back there looking so proud and giving, and the kid's jumping up and down like he's losing control of his body. He's getting, he's yelling like he sounds demonic when he's yelling and mm-hmm. stuff. Okay, so there's this other video. There's more to that video, but it's all broken for some reason because YouTube's being a jerk. There's another video of him even younger doing the same thing. But he's in like baby clothes here because he was so much younger. I'm not sure how young he was.
Jesus Christ, he looks like 2.5, 3.
Listen to this. Okay, so the format is basically the same. He's on a stage with a microphone in his hand and he's screaming at the congregation, but I don't think he's even old enough to talk. He's not saying words. He's just going, Henda, Henda, over and over. And they're eating it up. They're clapping. I don't know if they think he's speaking in tongues or what's going on.
Yeah, because it's, go ahead.
But I figure as long as you don't make your kid do this.
Yeah.
You're automatically like a decent parent.
Yeah, I feel so much better. Thank you, Ko.
So,
God, that's sick. That is disgusting.
I just thought, you know, these people are allowed to have kids, and this kid will almost certainly make it to adulthood and probably be successful,
mm-hmm.
you know, in, you know, relative terms. So if these people can do it and they're fucking their kid up this bad, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
So.
God, I want to take this video and put like some metal, death metal behind it. Because it would go perfect. Just play
it
that.
It does.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, and he's done.
There's a lot more to this video. He can't be done. Yeah, some double bass pedal.
Yeah.
He needs a little Viking helmet. And a sword, like a little wooden sword.
Goddamn.
I wonder if this is how all crazy preachers get started. Like somebody hands them a microphone when they're a baby and can't even talk, and they learn at an early age that you get up on a stage and scream and everybody loves you.
Yeah.
Like that would make a lot of sense to me, actually.
And they tell you it's the Lord speaking through you and you believe it all your life, like Santa Claus.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking disgusting.
And even if you don't believe it at that point, you've gotten so addicted to the to the attention, power, the love, the all I got to do is get on stage and yell at you idiots and you love me? Jesus.
You say, there's only one God? Yep, yep. And he wants your money. And nobody says, well, wait a minute. They're like, yeah, all right. Well, okay. Here you go.
The biggest scam about the whole thing is the speaking in tongues part, because like, yeah, you get on stage and you go, there's only one God. Mm-hmm. Some crap about Pentecost. Hallelujah. And then if you ever hit a spot where you're like, I don't know what else to say, you get to just speak in tongues.
Yep.
You get to just go and they think you're speaking the word of the Lord. It's the biggest scam.
God damn.
You can't fail at that job. Everybody should be a Pentecostal preacher. It's impossible to fail.
No, I didn't lose my place. I'm just possessed by the power of the Lord.
All you need is one ridiculous, like, black man's pimp suit and a stage, and you're set for life.
God damn.
I specifically thought it was kind of gross that they had the kid talking about how the Lord wants your money.
Yeah, that's horrible. Jesus
He doesn't know any better, but... Ugh.
It's one thing to see a little kid, you know, at church, and they get him up on the stage and talking about how much he loves God, but this is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because the kid doesn't know. He thinks he's doing a great thing because everybody's egging him on, you know?
Yeah.
And on top of that, it's for the Lord, and he is almighty. Well, goddamn, I must be doing a great thing.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah, it is.
It's Jesus. Just gross. That's the best way I can describe
That's
it.
That's a good word for it.
I'd be curious, like, I'll be surprised if anybody hears this and then they're like, I don't know, I thought it was adorable, or I thought it was a nice thing that they were doing. Like, if you've gotten this far in our podcast and that's the way you feel about this, like, I'm shocked that you're still listening.
Mm.
But so that's that. The only other thing I really have today, I know you've got some stuff.
Yeah.
The only other thing I really have today is I read an article about a Mexican man who claims to have caught a fairy.
Are you serious?
He's an unemployed 22-year-old bricklayer. He claims to have found a fairy, and he's charging people. Well, he's calling them donations, but he's charging people money to see it. He said when he caught it, it was alive, but now it's dead, and he preserved it in a jar of formaldehyde. There is a picture.
Oh, my God.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. What does that look like to you?
Ooh. It looks like a G.I. Joe.
Yeah. That's a toy.
Yeah.
Not only is that a toy because it looks like a toy, but people like have identified which toy it is.
That's great.
Yeah. I don't know the name of the line or whatever, but there's another picture that I've seen somewhere that shows the exact same figure coming out of like a like one of those little plastic bubbles you get out of a vending machine.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's great.
So not only is it a toy, but it's a common enough toy that somebody saw it and they were like, yeah, I know exactly what that is. He got it down the street at the convenience store or whatever.
They caught him out, yeah.
But he's tricked people. Like, he's actually got people coming and paying money to see this and going, yeah, I believe in fairies.
Spreading the word, yeah.
And
I believe in fairies.
This just solidifies my opinion that the majority of people are fucking retarded.
Yeah.
That they are stupid. Your average person is an idiot. And they're super gullible and kind of dumb. Because nobody believes in fairies. And I can see, like, I don't believe in fairies now. If you offered me evidence of fairies, you might be able to persuade me. Mm-hmm. I guess fairies are real.
Yeah.
But a toy in a jar is not going to do it.
Mm-mm.
But there are so many dummies who want to believe shit so bad that, like, it doesn't matter to them. They're like, it's kind of cloudy. I mean, it does look kind of like a toy, but what would you expect a fairy to look like? They're little people. I've never seen a person that small. They all, of course, it would look like a toy.
Oh, yeah.
Just dummies. And they're Mexican. So
they don't have a whole lot going on throughout the day.
Right. Like, well, you know.
Waking up, being poor. Yeah.
It's bad enough that you're Mexican. You have to be dumb on top of it.
You have to be.
Like, Mexico is like the world's joke. Like, it's like the punchline of the entire earth.
It's not possible, but in their case, it is.
There's nobody on the planet who's like, I wish I was Mexican. Yeah. There's not even Mexicans.
Being dumb is like genetic, but only for Mexicans.
Right.
Goddamn. Fuckers.
Mexico, you're so dumb. Stop being so dumb. Stop having so many crazy drug cartels and murdering people and believing in fairies. Like, it's just the worst place on the planet. Mm-hmm. Like, even places in Africa where people are killing albinos and eating them and like making witches brew out of that shit and children are starving to death aren't as bad as Mexico because Mexico is just all idiots.
Yeah.
The whole country.
And it's not just the people, like drug dealers that are from Mexico that get busted here don't want to go back, even if you're just going to drop them off in the middle of nowhere.
That's because they are sick of all those mustaches.
Just don't want to be in Mexico.
What is with Mexico and those mustaches? It's like they never got the memo that mustaches were done.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking Mexicans.
Yeah.
I don't even know what all that was about. But that's all I've really got for this week. My mind has been largely preoccupied this week with just kind of wondering how all this was going to shake out, you know, after last week. So
I got something.
But I know you got some stuff you wanted to talk about.
With the new addition, little baby boy, I'm thinking ahead a little bit, not too far ahead. And I'm thinking, I want to get some children's books for this kid, right?
Yeah.
Just to maybe read to him, stimulate his mind a little bit. I don't just want to poke at him, go, oh, he's so cute, then go fucking surf the web in these crucial times, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to get him some books. But all the books out there, man, are dumb. Even I hated children's books when I was a kid. There was a few I remember and I liked the pictures, but overall I didn't care for it. But I was thinking about that book that's an actual book called Go the Fuck to Sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a video out there, Samuel L. Jackson narrating it, and it's great. It's fantastic. So I looked that up on the Barnes & Noble website. It exists. You can buy it. And there's that area, like people who bought this also bought. And I'm thinking it's, you know, stupid shit. No, it is it's gold. It's, what are some other books? There's this one called All My Friends Are Dead, and it's a picture of a little like child dinosaur with the saddest face. It's so bad.
Aww.
And I guess it's not like about this one dinosaur. It's about a bunch of shit. Like, it must be really fucked up in a way, but awesome at the same time. In the description, it said there's also like a living tree, but it's a kid or something. And it's really sad because all his friends are tables.
Oh, Jesus.
That's fucking sick.
Yikes.
But interesting. I'm sure my kid would grow up and be like, man, you were really cool. You got the cool books. I'm going to show these off.
Even he says as he's sawing the top of someone's skull off.
Yeah. What was another one? There's one called I Hate Everything. Mm-hmm. And it's got the cutest. It's got rainbows and penguins on the front. But it's all about shit this author hates. Like, kind of like Daily Piff, you know?
You know what I hate?
Yeah.
Just the dumbest shit. Oh, what else was there? There's a book called F.U. Penguin, Telling Cute Animals What's What.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a website for that,
is
too.
Is there?
Like, there's blog, and it's all little, like, paragraphs or mini articles.
Yeah.
There'll be a picture of a cute animal and this little paragraph about, fuck you, that animal.
Oh, God, that's what, okay. I've seen that site. Okay.
Yeah.
So I take a trip today with this list to Barnes & Noble, and I couldn't find any of them, and I didn't want to ask for help. I should have. Like, hey, I'm looking for all these books. And I'm sure they could have pointed me in the direction, but it was awkward enough. I don't know. I don't like bookstores. I feel like I don't belong.
Yeah.
I'm not a big, avid reader, you know? I just feel like I'm at the gay club. I'm so nervous. I didn't know where to go. Like, everybody there knows what every part of that business, like where the fiction is, where science fiction, adult books, children's books, everybody knows their way around. I have no idea where to go. So I'm just looking around, and eventually I find the children's books, and I know they're not there. There's no way. But I'm thinking, well, maybe they're on like the top shelf, you know, way up high where kids can't grab
them. Top shelf children's books.
But
that's where
but
they keep the good shit.
Yeah.
Just so, like alcohol.
Aldi and I are there. with Leland, and he gets fussy, and she has to take him outside because we don't want to be assholes. You know, he's a screaming kid. We don't want to be right. those parents. And here I am all alone in the children's book section. And there were parents. Their little kids come up next to me, and they're looking at books, and their parents quickly come over, grab their hand, and go, come over here. Get over here.
Yeah.
Like that creepy guy just by himself reading children's books. What are you doing here, man?
Well,
God, it was like going to Victoria's Secret, like going to fucking department store and you're in the bra aisle.
Yeah.
And your girlfriend goes away.
Yeah.
And you're like, ugh, it looks wrong.
I know what you mean. And I would feel weird hanging out in the children's book section too. But like, is it impossible that I might know someone with a kid?
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe I'm buying a gift. Yeah. Like, do you have to have a kid as a chaperone in the children's book section to not feel like a creep?
Yeah, I could have a kid. I mean, Jesus Christ. But people don't see it that way, obviously. And then as I'm going to leave, there is another guy that looks real creepy. He's got like a shitty looking beard. He's kind of a big fat guy. And he's thinning out on the top of his head. He has like the pedo glasses.
Yeah.
He just looks creepy. And he's got like rain shoes on with green weird ass pants. He just looks fucking weird.
Yeah.
He's by himself in that section with a book open, just looking around, not at the book. And I'm like,
is he flipping the pages even though he's not looking at him?
And I was laughing. I'm like, okay, yeah, grab your kid and get him away from that guy. But me, I'm reading the books. I'm not even looking at your kid.
Yeah, exactly. Like, are you telling me that you see me and you see that guy and you see the same thing? That's
Jesus
crazy.
Christ. So that was awkward. What else? It's been an uneventful week other than baby. So
yeah.
Bear with me.
Well, that makes sense.
I went and got some new shoes, which isn't very entertaining, but this hasn't happened to me since I was a kid. I went into the store because I went store to store and nobody had shoes I was like into. They all look like shit, or they're New Balance running shoes. I just want some cool fucking shoes.
Yeah.
And it is hard to find. They're hard to find. Maybe I'm picky. I don't know. But I finally find this store in the mall that's like new. All they do are shoes. Never heard of the company or whatever. I walk in and I'm getting to talking with the guy working there. He's a young guy, like my age. And he's telling me his life story for some reason. Like, he saw my kid and he's like, oh, I'm a twin. Me and my brother aren't getting along too well right now. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God.
I'm Jeremy, by the way.
I hate those people.
Weird enough. But I'm looking around. They have some things I could settle with. And I'm like, I'm going to make a purchase here. I just want to get some shoes, get the fuck back home.
Yeah.
But this is one of those places where they sit you down. They measure your feet.
Oh, Jesus.
And I didn't know. I didn't want to tell him to fuck off. But he's just doing this. He's like, all right, can you take your shoes off for me? He's like kneeled down, measuring my feet. What kind of shoes are you looking for? And all the while, I'm like, I can't tell him to fuck off. So I tell him, I go along with it. And he's like, I'll be right back with some selections. We'll go from there. And I'm like, just go. Just leave. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And
that's like maybe that happens to men and I just don't know it. But that sounds like a women's shoe store kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, like I could see a woman sitting down in a shoe store having their feet measured and then like, bring me out a bunch of selections in my size and we'll try, bring me a few sizes either way too so we can try and make sure,
because
you know it varies from shoe to shoe,
from brand to brand.
I just want to get in there and grab a pair of shoes and get the fuck out.
Exactly.
I know, just give me a pair that's the same size as the ones I got on now and that won't make me look like a creep.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm really interested in.
So he brings a bunch of pairs out and he's like, how do you feel about this? And I don't care for any of them.
Ugh.
But he's already putting them on my feet.
He's putting them on your feet?
He's putting them on. He's like, can you just lift your pants up there? And it's like, okay, I gotta fucking say something. But I don't, because I'm not a dick.
Did you accidentally wander into some kind of foot fetish club or something?
I don't know. This fucker. And he's putting them on. He's like I'm a little kid. You know, you want to take a lap, see how they feel?
Ooh.
And I'm just, I want to get out of there so bad. And I do this for like three pair. And some other people come in. And they're like, hey, how you guys doing? How was your weekend? And all of them, everybody that came in after these people, they're like, just browsing, just at the mall looking, yeah. Leave me the fuck alone. And it's their job, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they probably make them do all of that.
Their delivery, what their pitch, like their greeting was way wrong. It was not, just say, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. Can I help you find anything? No, it was, how's your weekend? What kind of shoes are you looking for? Running? They don't fucking know. Nobody right. knows. They're browsing.
That is probably exactly Fuck. What they tell them to say, though.
Yeah, I bet.
Which
yeah.
is garbage. So, but I'm getting kind of aggravated just hearing about this story.
It makes me never want to go to any shoe store again
right.
in fear of this. Because I will have to tell him, I'm sorry, fuck off. But anyway, he gets distracted finally because two old women walk in. They're looking for like orthopedic bullshit pads
yeah.
For their shoes. And he's like, oh, I'll be right back, Orion. All right. And that's when I'm scouring the wall with my eyes and I find a pair I like. I grab them. He comes back a minute later. I'm like, I want these. And uh-huh. he's like, oh, well, I'll check the back. He comes out. I get them. I buy them and I'm out. And
He didn't try to make you try them on or?
No, thank God. I could tell he wanted to though. And he's offering spray and laces and all this shit like they have to.
Yeah, trying to upsell you.
Way too much. I don't want to go back again. And I wanted to almost tell him like man to man, like I understand it's your job, but you are fucking yourself. You guys aren't going to get business doing this because, you know, I'm a nice guy and I'm already irritated as fuck, but didn't have the heart to tell him. So I got out of there, and as soon as I stepped out, I was like, whew.
Yeah.
And he might have saw that. I didn't give a shit because I was out.
Yeah.
But that sucked. God damn. So I've got some shoes that I settled with because I never find a pair that I'm like, fuck yes, badass. It's always like, meh. They're shoes, and they're kind of the right color I like, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I always have the same problem. That's why usually when I buy shoes, I end up going with Converse All-Stars because it's a shoe that I know that I like.
Yeah.
Because whenever I go and try to just look for shoes at a shoe store, it's like I can't find anything that I don't think looks retarded mm-hmm. or just wouldn't look right on me, would mm-hmm. make me look like some kind of weird, like I'm trying to be some kind of skater douche
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
Just wouldn't.
That was another thing. Jesus. I don't want to talk about it too much, but that really just irritated me because he's talking about this famous skater and he grabs this shoe that's like 10 different colors and neon. Motherfucker. I know. Like that's the shoe you buy if you're that, it's like a skater look, you know, like you got the white rim sunglasses, the big ass hat with the bill
yeah,
unfolded.
Yeah.
And the skinny jeans, and you got these wild, crazy ass skater shoes that are all different colors.
Right.
I get it. But dude, look at me. No.
Yeah.
Stupid. Fucker.
Yeah. It's always like, for me, it's always either like huge, puffy skater shoes mm-hmm. or like shoes that make you look like an old man creep.
Yeah.
And that's all I can ever find. It's like one or the other. And so I just fuck it.
I know.
Go with the Converse All-Stars yet again.
And then to conclude it, before I left, he was showing me, right before I bought the shoes, he was telling me this story. Fucking lonely ass social retard of how his car caught fire the other day. And he's showing me pictures on his phone.
That's really weird.
I couldn't give a fuck.
Like, maybe they don't tell him to do that shit and he's just a fucking weirdo.
I think so.
Yeah, either that or they do tell him to do all of that, including divulging too much personal information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell him as much shit about yourself as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, ever since I murdered my twin,
yeah.
I've had so much bad luck. My car, look at these pictures.
Yeah. And the sales guys, there was two of them. There was that guy, he's like the skinny, kind of short, like over enthusiastic because he's short, you know,
yeah,
kind of because
he's got all the energy of a normal sized human in a smaller
yep.
in a mini version.
And then his counterpart was this big balding fat guy with his hands in his pockets, just real grumpy looking, just staring at me. Yeah. Motherfucker. But yeah, that was my week. What else did I do? And this is it, but I mowed my lawn.
Ooh.
Because it was getting out of control because of all the baby shit.
Yeah.
Ooh, very interesting. But yeah, it would. Why did I even bring that up? My lawn was starting to look like Justin Bieber.
What, gay? Canadian?
I don't know. Use your imagination.
Young?
Yeah, just looked bad.
Okay.
Like he wanted to cut it with lawnmower blades. That's it. That's
all right.
Yeah.
Well, this is petered out quite rapidly.
Petered out here. Indeed.
Yeah. So I guess that's it. As usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijustmowedmylawn.com.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. Did you get my email?
Oh, I almost forgot.
Somebody, yes. I forget who it was now. Was it I'm Kilo or I don't remember. But somebody heard me say in the last episode that you can
email me at Leland. And, I just had a
and he thought I actually made an email address for Leland. Which I did not, but the email went to me because anything that goes to anything at ijusthadaterriblethought.com that isn't an existing email address ends up in my box.
Yep.
So I sent it to you. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you wanted it, but I sent it to you.
I really think it's a dumb fucking idea. Fucking stupid.
So take that, asshole.
And I get it. We talked about this,
right.
But it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Just leave it to me to give him all the details of how cool the 80s were. And
right.
His... Yeah.
I'll give him a Super Nintendo when he's of age.
Yeah, yeah.
I got 10.
I'll tell him all about the podcast. You don't have to email him and let him know how what I did, you know.
Back in my day, we used to have these things called podcasts, and your dad used to be on one.
Yeah.
That was back before the dinosaur apocalypse.
I'm sorry, but it's fucking stupid, man. Don't.
Well, anyway, you can email us at our respective email addresses, mm-hmm. and you can send us a voicemail or leave us a voicemail, whatever. Yeah, send it, leave it, whatever you got to do with it, at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And, of course, there's the forums. I just had a terriblethought.com/forum. And the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/itchhat and twitter.com/itchhat. And if you want to be one of the cool kids,
and
you
who
can
doesn't?
Donate.
Yeah, donate.
You can send us all of your money because babies is expensive, dog.
Yeah, I need diapers, man.
I'm going to have to get a baby now so that I can, you know, stay up to date. It's only fair.
Yeah.
I don't have a girlfriend or a wife or anything, so I'm going to have to buy one.
Or rape a woman.
Probably from Korea. Or China, they're always trying to get rid of them.
Oh, God. That would be fucking hilarious.
It's either sell it to me or throw in the garbage.
Yeah.
So
you would
might as well make a little money in the process. Oh, and is that it? Yeah, I think that's it.
That should do it. All right. Thanks for hanging in there, guys.
Yeah.
We'll definitely check you next week. Thanks
word,
for
word, baby word. You're my best friend.